The people of Israel, they were in slavery in Egypt. Okay? And there's a sense, right? So Moses is sent in there to free the people of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery. They've been in bondage and slavery for 400 years. And so there's a sense that they are saved. They have been saved out of slavery. And there's also this sense that they're going to be saved because they're on their way to the promised land. Throughout this whole journey, they're in the wilderness. And the book of Exodus, it's a historical account, but it's also a picture of our lives. That as we're here and we believe that Jesus has like saved us, that we're also in the midst of this process through the wilderness. Another way to say this, you might say that, hey, you can take a man out of prison in a minute, but it can take a whole long time to get the prison out of him. God actually brought them into the wilderness. And there was a reason behind it. In fact, we know that they were there for 40 years. Now watch. They were there for 40 years, but they didn't need to be there for 40 years. They're actually walking around in circles for 40 years because they didn't trust God. Because they still, even though they were saved out of slavery, they still had a spirit of slavery. And it isn't long before they say to Moses, and the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt." It would have been better to die in the dope house than have to go through all of what I'm going through. I mean, like, what? Did you forget how bad it was? Did you forget how difficult it was? And now we're thinking that this is difficult, right? I mean, that's what we do, right? We so easily forget. They said, we wish we would have died in the land. You know, where we sat by the meat pots and we had bread to the full. At least we got food there. You know, but it's like, yeah, but you were a slave for the food. Think about it for a minute. Like, right? So they're beginning to think back on this already. So that quickly, they begin to manifest the reality that, man, it's not just that you've been in slavery, that you just needed to be freed from these circumstances that you were in. There's something inside of you that's a problem. You still have this slave spirit. And that's actually why they didn't go straight into the promised land, right? So what? So talking about the wilderness, Moses says this in Deuteronomy. This is a different book. He says, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." Learning to trust God. Learning to depend on God. Learning that he is above us. We are below him. And that he is for us. He's not against us. And that through the wilderness, I can be shaped into that type of person.